V'ahavt as Hashem lekecha, shalav Hashem your God b'chol levavcha, with all your hearts. Which Rashi says is b'shnei tzaracha, with the yetzara and the yetzar toif. Shmushafal Hirsch explains, and says something so beautiful. B'chol levavcha means not only with your good impulses, but even with your baser tendencies. To love Hashem b'chol levavcha with yetzar tov and yetzara is the most significant and weighty consequence that follows from the awareness of Yichud Hashem, from the unity of Hashem. The same one God who instilled within us the yetzar tov and the capacity to respond to the beauty of all things good and lofty and noble also implanted within us the yetzar hara, the capacity to be tempted by the glamorous glitter of sin, of baseness and vulgarity. If evil were to hold no charms for us, if the thought of doing an avera would be so contrary to our very nature and physically repugnant to us, if we would have a natural aversion to every avera, while the urge to do good would draw us with irresistible magnetic force, and there'd be no need for self-discipline, and there'd be no need for self-denial, then of course we'd do no evil. But doing no evil wouldn't make us good, because whatever good we would do would not be of our own free will. A good deed, being driven by your yetzer tov, wouldn't be a human act of moral freedom. It would just be a blind response to a physical urge, which would be powerless to resist. We'd have this natural aversion to anything physical, to anything lower, to anything forbidden. And we'd be a bunch of robots. Once there'd be no more Yetzirah, we'd lose all of the moral dignity that is us. It's incredible. Therefore, loving Hashem b'chol levavcha, b'shnei Yetzirecha, with the Yetzirah tov and Yetzirah, means to consecrate all of our thinking, together with our tendencies and our impulses and all of our potentials and endeavours, without reservation, to the fulfilment of Ritzon Hashem, of Hashem's will, and to control and use them in His service in such a manner that will bring us nearer and nearer and nearer to Him. Just by the way, it therefore follows that loving Hashem b'chol levavcha means that we'd be willing and ready at any moment to give up for that love even the most cherished impulses and desires of our own hearts, if they're not in accordance with the Ratzon Hashem, with the will of Hashem. That means we should cheerfully accept the divine denial of even our fondest wishes and dreams, content in the knowledge that even withholding from us the realization of our heart's desires, Hashem shows us the love for which we would have given reverent thanks had He given us its fulfillment. Incredible, incredible words. Means it's the same God. It's all coming from Yichud Hashem. Hashem gives me my Yetzara, Hashem gives me my Yetzer Tov. There are no two forces at play. Just like Yichud Hashem teaches us Eilein Milvada, there's one source to everything. We then realize that the Yetzara and the Yetzer Tov have equal roles to play in drawing us closer to Hashem. Yetzer Tov motivating us to do good, and the ability to channel our Yetzer Hara so that which it naturally desires comes over to the good side. That is a challenge that we live with every single day. That's what it means to be alive. It's what it means to be a Jew. It's really what it means to be a human being that has free will. But all of that is really a function of Yichud Hashem, to love Hashem with all of our hearts.